bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. No Clue is the title of this week's podcast, and you can probably gather that if I were to give you some time to sit and think about why this week's podcast is titled No Clue. I'm sure you would be able to hit the head right on the nail right on the head, put the finger right onto the nose, and guess why it is called No Clue. I've given you about 40 seconds or so, 30 or 40 seconds to think about it. And that would be because, yes, this week's podcast is late. Unlike me, well, not that this has not happened before. A good friend of mine, I would call her a dear friend of mine, a dedicated listener, reached out to me yesterday and said, "Are you okay?" And I really appreciated her checking in. But my immediate response was not yes, not no. It was, "I know there has not been an episode yet. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about." And I can honestly say, I think we're a week off from the year mark. But let's just call it what it is. This is the first time in a year that when I haven't had a guest, I legitimately had no clue what I was going to talk about. And typically, stuff just comes to me at the last minute. I could sit down to record, and stuff would come out of my mouth. Or the day of would come where I really need to record something, and I would know what it is I'm going to talk about, or at least have a general idea. And I could sit here and ramble on to you for forever about it. But this week, I was racking my brain, and maybe that was the problem, was trying to rack my brain for something to talk about. Regardless, I, for the life of me, could not come up with anything. And I was on the verge of posting on the Facebook page and the Instagram page, Trent Speaks, that there was going to be no podcast this week. But stuff just started to come up to me. I jotted it down. And now here I sit, here you sit, stand, work, whatever you're doing as you listen. What is it that you're sticking to? Earlier in the year, very first podcast, I talked about New Year's resolutions or goals, New Year's goals, essentially. What is it that you set for yourself at the very beginning of the year of things that you wanted to accomplish or things that you wanted to do this year? Maybe you wanted to work out more. Maybe you wanted to focus on a relationship more. Maybe you wanted to continue to focus on relationships or cultivate relationships and stay in touch with people. I don't even remember what I mentioned. I'm going to be honest. I didn't go back and listen to that podcast. I would have to remember some of the stuff I mentioned. Some of it I do remember, of course. I would say the first two things I want to talk about today, these two correlate with one another, and then the last two things correlate with one another. And that was not on purpose. These were thought of at two different times. One, right as I sat down and hit the record button. But everything all ties together. And I think sometimes if you take a step back and look at the things that are happening in your life, I've always been a firm believer, you may or may not be, that everything happens for a reason. And I think everything at some point in our life is tied together. Oh, I didn't get that opportunity, but this opportunity came up, and this opportunity never would have came up if my life would have been different 2 or 3 years ago, or 2 months ago, or yesterday when I would have or wouldn't have made a particular decision. So one example I'm thinking of is I almost transferred to a different university during my undergrad after my first year. went to that other university's orientation and everything in the summer, said, I think I'm just going to stick to where I'm already at. And it was that the end of that summer that I met my now wife. That would have never happened had I transferred universities. And so it's just stuff like that that blows my mind sometimes and stuff that I think about. For me, I had two goals. Well, more than two. But two of my goals were to have a sober 2019. And, you know, I say sober. Let's address this one right up front. And there's no easy way to talk about this one. And I say that, and you could not have any idea who I am, or maybe you know who I am. Me saying sober makes me sound like an alcoholic. Me talking about this the way I talk about it makes me sound like that. I can tell you neither of those are true. One thing I wanted to focus on with reducing my alcohol consumption was tied into the second point here, another goal of mine, which was to work out more. And I've gotten myself onto a workout program. And to me, I'm counteracting what I'm doing by putting all those carbs and everything into my body. And so this is one way for me to reduce that counterintuitiveness. I don't know how you would say that. I don't eat healthy. I eat like crap. But that's because I'm very picky and I don't like certain foods. And so I'm taking out one part of my life, one aspect where I know it would be counteracting working out. And for me, that was drinking to help me. So I don't have a problem. And you're like, oh, someone who has a problem would say that. Not me. I don't have a problem. I just wanted to do this for myself, for working out, to be able to see results. I made it through January, and I'm really happy about that. We'll see how February goes and what I want to do with it. Maybe I'll start it once a month now. I don't know. I'm going to a buddy's this weekend, and it was really funny. He told me, I said, hey, I'm still not sure if I'm going to drink this weekend. And his response was, then don't bother coming. Got a good laugh out of that one. It's something I enjoy doing, just kind of socially, hanging out. It doesn't hurt every now and again, but we'll see what happens. I really am proud of myself. I've been working out, sticking to it. I hope that you've been able to stick to your goals. Stick to the things that you want to accomplish. And if you haven't, what is it that's holding you back? What is it that's stopping you? And is there a way that you can adjust what you're doing? So if you're trying to cut something out of your life, maybe you don't have to completely cut it out and you just start little by little. Or working out. That's something that I just kind of started to take day by day. And now I would say it's part of my routine. If I don't do it, I feel like I have to do it. And one thing that motivates me to do it is by participating in different competitions with friends. And so that's a motivator for me. So you just need to find out what it is that's going to motivate you, or what is it that's going to push you to stick to that goal or stick to that thing that you want to do. And it's just because it's past January 1st doesn't mean you can't stick to another goal or start another goal or have another idea for a goal. A lot of people, when I was telling them I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about this week, they wanted me to talk about the crazy weather. One thing my wife wouldn't let me forget, she reminded me like three times, is that it was warmer in Antarctica than it was here in the Midwest. There's a fun fact for you. Another thing that was crazy to think about is polar bears, but what we had been talking about is penguins could have lived here. Someone could just plop their penguin outside for a day or two, and that thing would have survived and done just fine for itself. Here's the other thing I want you to think about this year, in 2019, as you progress through your life. And this is something that I think you start to think about more and more as different life experiences or different things happen to you in life. For me, I've lost two people over a span of 6 months. My grandmother and then our family friend. And so that really starts both of those podcasts that I did, the tribute to Grandma Botkheim, I think it was. I don't remember. And then one I just did a couple weeks ago. So for my grandma and then our friend Christy, it really gets you thinking about life and how short it is. And like, you never really know. So my grandma had unfortunately been on the decline. Stuff kind of hit her fast, and she lived longer than we expected, which was good. So that one we kind of saw coming. But even for Christy, like, it was unexpected. It just happened. And so I start to think about the stuff. Am I doing what I want to do to be happy? Am I living the life I want to live? And am I going to be satisfied with it when it's all said and done? And so one of the things I've been thinking about is trips. And my wife's concern is money, which is always going to be a concern in life. I'm not ready for kids because we don't have enough money. I'm not ready for a house because we don't have enough money. I'm not ready for the trip because we don't have enough money. Those are just some examples. I'm not saying they're necessarily examples of me, but just in general. These are some things you hear sometimes. We can't go do this or that or buy this or that because we don't have enough money. And I've been trying to start to think a little bit more and get in the mindset a little bit more of, I don't need this medial thing or that thing. But what kind of experiences do I want? What is it I want to live? What is it I want to do to be happy or to say I went here or there? I'm currently in this internal debate about going to London. Now, I've been told I can't go by myself because my wife would not be happy. And I totally get it. I'm not disagreeing. But do we go or do we not go? That is the question. And so it's just balancing that stuff out. I think that also lends into taking time for yourself. Making sure that you're keeping yourself in check. That you're doing okay with yourself. Sometimes we start to feel burned out. Or sometimes we start to feel like we need a break. And whether that's from our job, the pressures of life, the things that we're dealing with or going through, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, we need to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and doing so in whatever regard that we need to. Whether that is taking a trip to escape from reality and just go and enjoy some things. Or maybe it doesn't have to be a big trip or an extravagant trip. It doesn't have to be international. It can be national. It could just be going away for the weekend to visit friends or go get a massage somewhere different. Or going to see friends, but I already said that one. We need to just make sure that we're taking time for ourselves. It could even just be going for a day out with a loved one and doing something different than we normally do. Or maybe it's spending the day with the loved one inside, cuddling and watching movies or watching TV and then falling asleep on the couch together. here are my biggest things. And this isn't going to be a long podcast because, like I said, I really didn't have anything to talk about. I don't know if you've taken anything away from this podcast or not, but here's what I've got for you. It's not too late to make goals. It never is. It doesn't have to be a New Year's goal or New Year's resolution. But what is it that you want to focus on? How are you going to stick to it? How are you going to stay motivated? And how are you going to make sure that you're being held accountable? Is it something you're doing yourself? Is it telling friends and having them check in with you every now and again? My friend Megan, for example, I was texting a couple times over the past month saying, hey, you still playing that piano? You still practicing that piano? My buddy who was supporting me in this endeavor of taking a sabbatical from drinking, checking in with him, seeing how he was doing, seeing if he had broken down yet or caved yet. So what are you doing to hold yourself accountable? Whether it's something you're doing or something you're trying to ask those around you or your support network to do. So I think that's the first point or two things that kind of tie together. And the second is those trips or that self-care. What are you doing to take care of yourself? What are you doing to make sure that you're okay and that you're not getting overwhelmed or burdened or burned out or fill in the blank of whatever other word could fit there? Making sure you're taking that you time, taking care of yourself, and living the life that you want to live. Please go and check me out on patreon.com. That's patreon.com/TrentSpeaks. You can support me there as well as find some bonus content and additional content as well as some behind the scenes stuff. I did just post a behind-the-scenes look at how the podcast comes together, how everything is edited as well. I would appreciate your love and your support, and anything that you can donate and contribute. Again, you get something back out of that as well by receiving more content. I thank you for listening. I thank you for continuing to be a dedicated listener and continuing to spread the word and get guests and everything. If you know anyone who wants to be on the podcast or you know someone who has a great story, please shoulder tap them or talk to them and tell them to be on the podcast or just have them listen to me ramble for a little bit. I will be switching platforms soon. I don't know where yet, but I know that will allow me to expand into a few other places. So I won't only be on Apple Podcasts, but also Spotify, Stitcher, and then a few other places as well. So stay tuned for more information on that. I might even kind of just say screw it and end my SoundCloud subscription early and go that route, but more to come on that. Again, I thank you for tuning in, and who knows what next week will look like. Have a great week, everyone.